I'm being studied by big hazel eyes framed in dark lashes, and I wish we were alone right now. I don't know what I'd do with her. Strangle her, maybe? Kiss her, definitely. From the look on her face, like she's overwhelmed, maybe she wants that too. Or maybe she just hit her head.
So Riot Act announced their retirement,
Haley says, breaking the silence.
I'm surprised no one's chained themselves to your tour bus.
Madame Tussaud wrote to see if I could sit for my wax statue, I tell her. She laughs, and I want to ask a million things. How she is, if she's still pissed at me, whether she kept my hoodie. It's the least appropriate thought right now, especially since I don't need a reminder of the time I yanked it off her, when I'd channeled every ounce of frustration into kissing her, swallowing her gasps as my tongue wreaked havoc with hers.
Jax, what are you doing here? He studies me a moment, like he's still trying to answer that question himself.
We finished our last show, and I packed up to go home to Dallas, and I realized something. I like knowing where you are, what you're doing. It helps stop the voices in my head.
The iced teas show up, and we reach for them. I go for my wallet, but he shakes me off, pulling out a 50 that has her raising a brow. You're hearing voices? You should stalk a psych major, I say when she leaves. Jax's gaze narrows. I thought taking control of my life would mean no more madness, no more drama, no more obsessing over rock stars. But here we are. It's easy to tell myself I'm deluded, that I have a harmless crush, when the object of it isn't standing in my cafe, looking at me with amber eyes that I swear could melt the North Pole.